Parenting Moments on Shine FM each week with registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center, Kimberly Eckert. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
And we're heading into June with a new topic, and actually it's looking like maybe a June-July topic.
That's right. There's just so much good information, Mike. I couldn't get it all in for just 1 month.
Okay, well, let's go ahead. So what are we talking about?
So, as you know, Eckert Center is all about caring for family. So for the months of June and July, I will be exploring this growing trend of languishing. And I think people have heard this term, but if you haven't, stay tuned. And we're going to break down the antidote by introducing the five vitamins of flourishing for you and your family.
Okay.
So today, I want to talk about the absence of mental illness is not the same as the presence of mental health. So what if we've been thinking about mental health and mental illness the wrong way, Mike? Many experts argue that our understanding of mental health is hindering our efforts to prevent mental illness at a population level. I have listened to a number of podcasts and read a fantastic book by Dr. Corey Keyes, who is a psychologist and sociologist, and it is titled Languishing, How to Feel Alive Again in a World That Wears You Down. That just makes me want to sigh for a moment. But here is what he discusses. He talks about that the shortcomings for us around how we conceptualize mental health and illness is causing a global burden of mental illness. He argues for what is called a dual continuum model, which you're going to learn more about this month, and the road back to flourishing for families and society at large. So here's some staggering statistics, Mike. Mental health is a major global public issue, and in the last decade, mental health conditions and substance use disorders have increased by 13%, according to the World Health Organization. And in fact, it's predicted that by 2030, depression will be among the leading causes of disability and mortality worldwide, second only to heart disease. Yeah, so why then, with all this attention on mental illness in recent years, why are we still not seeing things getting better, but rather getting worse? And the answer may lie in how we're understanding mental health. So here is the most important thing that I want families to pull from this today, is that we really need to recognize that there is actually two things that we have to pay attention to, the presence of mental illness or not, but also is a person languishing or flourishing. So the reality is that the presence or absence of mental illness does not actually accurately predict if an individual is mentally well. So mental well-being is far more than mental illness. It is also about making sure that we're flourishing. And I have lots to say about that for the months of June and July.
Okay. A great topic for all of us to be taking better care of our mental health. So looking forward to hearing what you've got for us for the weeks ahead. So thank you very much for that, Kimberly. Right now, if you want to quickly let everybody know a little bit about Eckert Center.
Well, it's an exciting time here at Eckert Center. We've hired 3 new members to join our team, so please check them out at eckertcenter.com. You can click the appointment tab, and there you'll see all the photos of our team. You can click on the photos and read the biographies of each of our therapists to find the one that fits your needs and style, or to select someone who you think would work well with your family member, especially a family member who may be languishing and that you would like them to experience more flourishing in their life.
Indeed. EckertCenter.com for that, and ShineFM.com, the contest page, for your chance to win a free initial visit as well. Kimberly, we'll do it all over again next week.
Looks good. Thanks, Mike.